Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
A very pleasant good evening from the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's Fort Recovery Lady Indian basketball. The Lady Indians taking on the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks tonight in this third game of the year for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery coming in with a 1-1 record. And this is the opening game of the year for the Blackhawks in this contest this evening. We'll be back in a moment. We're going to talk with the coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. He's a new guy on the block, Ty Deitch. We'll talk with Ty Deitch coming up here in just a moment on PG14 J Country 101 Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu, pneumonia, shingles, COVID-19, as well as the new RSV vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash and credit cards. So to schedule your vaccine appointment, call your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Well, we had a chance to talk with the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, Tyler Deitch, when he was hired earlier this year. Thought I'd play that interview for you at this time. Here's Coach Deitch. And also last night at the Fort Recovery School Board meeting, a new varsity girls basketball coach was hired to replace Holly Gann, and his name is Tyler Deitch. And he's not unfamiliar with the Midwest Athletic Conference. In fact, Tyler, talk about, first of all, your high school experience. Where did you go to school?
Yeah, I graduated from Parkway in 2011 and then started coaching there back in 16. Spent 7 years there as an assistant and JV coach, kind of alternating back and forth between roles there.
Some very successful times while you were there with the girls basketball program.
Yeah, definitely been growing over the last few years, especially since Dan Williamson came in. Over the last 4 years, growing in win totals year after year, and as well as with numbers on the team. So strength in numbers is real big, and obviously just the girls, type of girls that are in these types of areas, just really help and grow good basketball teams.
After high school, you ventured over to Ohio Northern. Talk about that experience.
Yeah, I went to Ohio Northern, went through their pharmacy program there, which led me to working at a couple of the local pharmacies here in the area, now working at the hospital in Greenville at Wayne Healthcare. Getting to go watch the games at Ohio Northern, especially in the women's scene. That we had a team that made a deep NCAA run there while I was there, so that was fun to watch. Actually, I had a wife. My wife played college basketball at UNOH in Lima, and getting to go to all her games through her college career just kind of helped build that girls basketball fandom that I have and made me want to get into coaching.
Talk about your family.
Yeah, I married my wife in 2017, so I have a wife and I have a daughter, Kelby, who's 4, and a son, Tucker, who will be 2 years old here soon.
And your wife's name?
My wife's name is Becca, daughter Kelby, and my son is Tucker.
Okay, well, welcome to the family. Now, I assume, I don't believe you're going to be teaching at Fort Recovery quite yet.
No, I will not be teaching. Definitely still be a pharmacist at the hospital, working through there, and then coming over after my shifts and doing the basketball thing after that.
And, of course, Fort Recovery has had a great tradition of success in the varsity girls basketball program down through all the years. Maybe this past year wasn't the greatest record, but certainly at the end of the year they've been playing very well. How about the Tyler Deitch girls version? What are you going to be? What kind of team will we be seeing from you?
Yeah, I want to be a fun team to watch. I want the girls to have fun while they're playing. We're going to play fast. We're going to really focus on defense. We're going to shut people down. Really looking forward into pushing transition and looking to get those easy layups and shooting the threes. That's what basketball is nowadays, getting threes and layups. And then my focus really comes in on shutting teams down on defense. So.
Well, Tyler, welcome to Fort Recovery. As the new varsity girls basketball coach, we wish you the very best. Look forward to seeing your teams play this coming year.
Thank you very much. Go Indians.
Go Indians indeed. Tyler Deitch, again, the new girls varsity basketball coach at Fort Recovery. And that's the conversation we had with Tyler when he was hired by the school board back in the spring. We wish him the very best. His team is 1-1 coming into the game tonight. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this break.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights that constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Bracken with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
And speaking of Bormore Family Dentistry, the Bormore Family Dentistry office would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians good luck in tonight's game. Dr. Kim Bormore at Bormore Family Dentistry and all the staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tan and Chrissy Hart at Bormore Family Dentistry on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Good luck, Lady Indians, from Dr. Kim Bormore at Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland. Fort Recovery is 1-1 on the year coming into the game tonight. They split last weekend. Actually, I should say they're 0-2 on the year. They lost both games last weekend. The junior varsity team is 1-1 on the year. The girls lost on Friday night to Crestview 52-29 as Fort Recovery was led in that game by Callie Wendell along with Carly Niekamp. Callie Wendell had 11. Carly Niekamp with 7. McKenna Hillskamp had 5. Sage Leuthold with 2. Sophie Guggenbiller 2. And Kennedy Mullenkamp had 2 points. Fort Recovery also lost the junior varsity game that night, 33-24 to Crestview. So the Lady Indians starting at 0-1 at varsity and reserve. And then Saturday night they came here to the home court to take on Arcanum. And the girls' varsity lost to Arcanum 51-45. Fort Recovery was led by Kennedy Mullenkamp, who bounced back from only a 2-point game for her on Friday to score 18 points on Saturday. Carly Niekamp had 9 on Saturday night. Sage Leuthold with 8. Callie Wendell 6. And Cameron Mullenkamp chipped in with 4. The junior varsity came from behind to win on Saturday, 36-35 over Arcanum, with McKenna Hillskamp scoring 21 points to lead the junior varsity to their victory there. So, again, the varsity for Fort Recovery, they are now 0-2 on the year, trying to win their first game tonight. And, again, the junior varsity won and won coming in, but they lost tonight to Missinaball Valley. And it was a rather sound-pounding, as a matter of fact. Missinaball Valley won the JV game tonight, 33-14. Fort Recovery was led in scoring by Bridget Homan with 6. 4 points for Cameron Mullenkamp. 2 apiece for Sophia Guggenbiller and Bryn Willman for their 14 points. Mississauga Valley had 33 points. They were led by Lily Giesman, who, by the way, is the granddaughter of Portland resident Randy Giesman, Scott Giesman's daughter. Lily had 12 points in the game tonight. McKenna Hoggett had 10. It was 5 for Lupe Coche, 4 points for Cora Hoggett, and 2 for Trinity Reichert for the 33 points for Mississauga Valley. This is the first outing of the year for the Blackhawks, so the junior varsity for them is 1-0. Again, the JV for Fort Recovery drops to 1-2 with the loss tonight, 33-14. As I say, this is the opening game of the year for Mississauga Valley's varsity and reserve teams. So we'll see how they do here. Starting for Fort Recovery, we've got Callie Wendell out there for the Lady Indians. Also, Sage Luthold is going to be jumping the center. Also for Fort Recovery, we have McKenna Hillscamp, only a freshman. Again, she had 21 the other night in the JV game against Arcanum. 3 points for, or I should say, number three. Hopefully she has more than 3 points tonight. Number three, Carly Niekamp, also starting for Fort Recovery this evening. And Kennedy Mullenkamp is also out there, and Fort Recovery turns the ball over to start the game as they got the opening tip, but again, couldn't hang on to it. So turnover on Fort Recovery. Just underway here, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor is Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Don't forget their location here in Fort Recovery is open extra hours during the weekdays until 7 o'clock, Monday through Thursday, until 6 on Friday nights. Shots up and no good by the Blackhawks. Fort Recovery with the ball. Right side to Callie Wendell. Back out top to Carly Niekamp. Carly tries to dribble in, has the ball knocked away from her. It's another turnover for Fort Recovery. So, unfortunately, two possessions, two turnovers. Inside for Valley. It's up and good by Brenna Price. Nice little layup there from way underneath the basket. Kind of hooked it up. It's 2-0 Valley on top. Again, 2 points by Brenna Price of Mississauga Valley. Fort Recovery with the ball. Out front, Kennedy Mullenkamp. She'll pass over on the left side to Hillscamp. Hillscamp goes in the corner. There's Carly Niekamp, up no good, and she is fouled in the act of shooting. So Carly Niekamp will go to the free throw line with two shots. She could tie this game if she hits both free throws. Carly is a junior for the Lady Indians. This is up and good. Fort Recovery will be back in action on Saturday when they take on the Jay County Patriots over at Jay County. JV game starts at noon. That's only going to be three quarters, followed by the varsity game somewhere around 1 o'clock or so. Second free throw is also good by Carly. And it's now 2-2. We're all tied up. Rob Weaver here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Turnover on Mississauga Valley. Lady Indians come up with the ball. Carly Niekamp on the left side to Callie Wendell. Right side to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Back out top to Callie. Fires a three off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down. Coming up with the board was McKenna Hillscamp. Right side it goes over there to Sage Luthold. Back on the left side to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Will fire and miss. Rebound is out of bounds off for Recovery. Callie Wendell tried to save that but couldn't quite get it done. In the first quarter here, it's a 2-2 tie, Valley and Fort Recovery. Mississauga breaks the press and brings it down. Out front with it over on the right. With the ball there is Sienna Purton. Now with the basketball is Taylor Woodbury. Passing on the right side to Purden. And there's traveling called on Valley. At least the second turnover on Mississauga Valley. So both teams have two turnovers. Kennedy Mullenkamp will toss it in here for the Lady Indians. Again, Fort Recovery's new coach is Tyler Deitch. There's the ball tipped out of bounds. Michael Page is coaching the Blackhawks of Mississauga Valley. Fort Recovery boys will open the season against Jay County on Saturday. We'll have that game for you on Saturday night from here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Expecting a big crowd. Always pretty good crowd when those two teams get together. Valley tipped the ball out of bounds, so the Lady Indians put it back in play. Kennedy Mullenkamp with it, moves to the right side. Hands off to Callie Wendell. Three-point shot is good. She is good at that. That was a long three. Probably about a 23-footer. Here's a long three by Valley. No good. It goes out of bounds off Mississauga Valley, off the fingertips of Mackenzie Townsend, and the ball will go back for recovery. Once again, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy. For handicapped medical equipment, visit Calp Pharmacy's Handicapped Medical Equipment Center, located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Lady Indians throw the ball away, and shots up and no good, and a foul's on Kennedy Mullenkamp. Taking the shot underneath was Brenna Price, and she was fouled by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Number one on Kennedy. Shots up and good by Brenna Price. She's not superstitious. She has number 13 on her uniform. One more is no good this time. So she hits one of two. And the score is 5-3. Fort Recovery leading by 2 points. Down comes Valley. It's up no good. Rebound comes down. Valley gets the rebound. That was another turnover on Fort Recovery a moment ago. Four here in the first quarter. And here's Fort Recovery stealing the ball away, and a foul's going to be called on Townsend as reaching in on Sage Luthold. Valley will press full court here. Kennedy Mullenkamp will toss it in for the Lady Indians. Comes in to Hillscamp. McKenna Hillscamp, only a freshman. Very bright prospect for the Lady Indians. She'll pass to Sage Luthold underneath to Carly Niekamp. Puts it up and good. Carly Niekamp gets a layup inside, and that makes the lead 7-3 for recovery by four now here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. 4 minutes to go in the quarter. Here's a shot up and no good, and a foul is going to be called on for recovery. Sage Luthold gets called for the foul. Here's a reminder, the Calp Pharmacy location in Fort Recovery is open extra hours during the week. Again, open until 7 o'clock Monday through Thursday nights and until 6 p.m. on Friday nights. Free throws up and good by Brooklyn Subert. She will have one more. Ingrid Ojeda checks in for Mississauga Valley. Second one is also good. Subert hits two of two, and it's now 7-5. Lady Indians only by two. And Valley almost stole the ball, and Fort Recovery gets it back, and they are going to throw it away. But give credit to the Valley press for causing that turnover. Turnover number five for Fort Recovery. 3:47 left to go here in the first quarter. On a Tuesday night, November the 28th of 2023 here tonight, Valley brings it up and they throw it away. Was Taylee Woodbury trying to hit her teammate underneath the basket, and she threw it away. It's turnover number four on Valley. Kennedy Mullenkamp will dribble. Again, Valley pressing full court just like Fort Recovery is. Carly Niekamp has the ball knocked away, and Callie Wendell got it back. Tries to pass underneath, and it's stolen by Mississauga Valley. Turnover number six. Here's a shot from the left side up and no good, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be given to Mississauga Valley off the fingertips of the Lady Indians. No. They say it went to Fort Recovery. say Fort Recovery gets the ball. So Lady Indians have it. Left side to Callie Wendell. Back out front. In between the circles is Kennedy Mollenkamp. She'll pass on the left to Callie. Right side to McKenna Hillskamp. Hillskamp tries to go inside to Carly Niekamp. Knocked away, but Sage Lutho got it back. Now feeds Kennedy Mollenkamp, breaking down the lane. Layup is no good by Kennedy, and a rebound comes to Valley. And they throw it away. Turnover number five on Mississinawa Valley. 7-5 score here in the first quarter. 2:39 to go in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. And Fort Recovery leads 7-5. Kennedy Mollenkamp will pass down to Carly Niekamp on the left corner. She'll dribble in towards the lane. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound comes to Valley as Brenna Price picked up the rebound. Now a foul's going to be called on Callie Wendell. Only one on Cali so far tonight. Valley will get the ball out of bounds. Coming into the lineup is Sienna Purden for Valley, and going out of the game is Brooklyn Suberts. And Carly Niekamp goes out for Fort Recovery, and coming in is Sophia Guggenbiller for the Lady Indians. Inbounds pass comes back in the backcourt. Valley has the ball. They trail by 2, 7-5. Right side on the wing. Now underneath, it's up and no good. Rebound back up and good. And a foul's called on Fort Recovery as Mackenzie Townsend hits the layup on the rebound basket. And McKenna Hillskamp picks up the personal foul. So going to the free throw line will be Mackenzie Townsend. She's a senior on this team, and it's good. Again, this is the opening game of the year for the Blackhawks, and they just went ahead 8-7 with that three-point play. And the ball's tipped away by Townsend. Turnover, Fort Recovery. Give Townsend credit for creating that turnover, and now the Blackhawks turn it over. And now Fort Recovery eventually comes up with the ball. Hot potato on that one. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp with it out between the circles. Right side, and there's traveling called on Sophia Guggenbiller. So Sophie Guggenbiller gets called for the travel. Another turnover on the Lady Indians. 1:35 left to go. We've got timeout called on the court. So with that timeout, we'll be back in a moment here on Jay Country 101 Radio, WPGW FM at 100.9 on your FM dial. Again, our first quarter being brought to you by your friends at Cal Pharmacy. We'll return in just a moment right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kauf of Kauf Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technologies power recliner and lift chair for your loved one. We have an assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing a lift recliner best suited to meet your loved one's needs. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49 at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at calpharmacy.com. Calp Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
Yeah, there's a lot of great handicapped items there at their Handicap Medical Equipment Center, which would make nice Christmas gifts for someone on your list. Mississinawa Valley has the ball. They lead 8-7. There's a shot up and no good, and a foul's going to be called on Carly Niekamp. Taking the shot there for the Blackhawks was Ingrid Ojeda. Missed the shot, but she'll be at the line for two. And it's up and good. Makes it a two-point game now. That was the first personal foul call on Carly Niekamp a moment ago. One more for Ingrid Ojeda, who is one of the seniors on the team. It's good again. She's a small young lady, only 5'3", but been impressive so far. Recovery being pressed full court. Here's McKenna Hillskamp bringing it up, passing on the left to Carly Niekamp. Kennedy Mollenkamp, right side to Callie Wendell back out top to Mullenkamp. There's Callie Wendell on a three. No good, doesn't go. Rebound back up. No good by Sophia Guggenbiller. Rebound. Carly Wendell turns, fires, misses, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. So Carly will go to the free throw line. They're going to call that on Mackenzie Townsend. Townsend picks up her first personal, I believe. Nope, that's second. Two personal fouls on Townsend now. Carly at the line. Good. She's leading the Lady Indians tonight. She has a total of 5 points in the game so far. Five of our eight. It's 10-8. Fort Recovery trails by two. This one's up there, and it is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound comes to Ojeda. She'll give it over here to Taylor Woodbury. Woodbury brings it across the timeline, guarded by Callie Wendell. Callie tries to steal her away, but Woodbury able to keep possession. Out front again, Woodbury with the ball. Passing on the left, open from the wing. Shot's no good. Rebound, Assiniboine Valley, and a foul's going to be called on the Lady Indians. That's a pretty good shot a moment ago by Sienna Purden from the left wing, but it wouldn't go down. Thankfully for Fort Recovery. At the line will be Brenna Price, and the free throw's up and good. She has a total of 4 points for the Lady Blackhawks. A personal foul a moment ago was called on Fort Recovery's. Not sure who was on. They say Cameron Mullenkamp, but Cameron's not in the game. So they must be having some kind of a problem with the scoreboard. Second free throw is no good. It's 11-8. Full recovery down by three. Here's a shot from the left. It's a three-point shot by Callie Wendell, and she drills it. Two threes for Callie here in the first quarter, and the ball is out of bounds. They say it went off of Sophie Guggenbiller. 5.4 seconds left. We have a tie game, 11-11. Lady Indians 0-2 on the year, and Valley is, this is their first game of the year. Shots up and no good right at the horn. Nice shot there by Brenna Price, but it wouldn't go down, and that's how the first quarter comes to a close. It's Fort Recovery 11, and the Blackhawks of Mississinewa Valley 11. We'll be back with quarter number two. Thanks to Count Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget to ask about Cal Pharmacy's weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis right to your home. Just sign up at a Cal Pharmacy near you. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Southwest BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers. Or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna Spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pull type or truck-mounted Southwest spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Here we go with the second quarter of play. Fort Recovery has the ball to start the quarter. Kennedy Mullenkamp with it. She'll hand off to Carly Niekamp. Stops, feeds over on the left to Mullenkamp. Kennedy will bring it out front. Kennedy's sister Cameron is also on this varsity team. Right side, three-pointers, no good by Callie Wendell. Rebound comes down to Mississinewa Valley. Down underneath, back up and in. Sienna Purden hits her first basket of the night. And that makes the score 13-11. The Indians trail by two. K&L Tractor Sales and Service is our second quarter scoreboard sponsor for all of your outstanding farm equipment, including New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment. It's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Townsend comes back in for the Blackhawks, and leaving is Taylor Woodbury. Fort Recovery puts the ball in play, and they threw it away. Callie Wendell tried to pass over to Kennedy Mollenkamp, and it went off of Kennedy's hands and out of bounds. Turnover number 9 on the Lady Indians, and we're just starting the second quarter. Not a good statistic. Valley with the ball. They've committed 6 turnovers themselves, now 7 as they just turned it over. Here comes Fort Recovery with the ball. Right side to Carly Niekamp, back out. On the right to Kennedy Mollenkamp, firing and missing. That was a 3-point shot, I think. Carly Niekamp got the rebound, stops, turns, and there's a foul called on Valley. They're going to say a foul in the act of shooting. Cameron Mollenkamp, speaking of Cameron, she is in the game now with her sister Kennedy. So the two Mollenkamp girls are in there. At the free throw line, Carly Niekamp. She has a total of 4 points. First free throw is no good. Correction, she has a total of 5 points on the night. Up and good this time. It's now 13-12. Lady Indians down by 1. Underneath, and shot is partially blocked by Kennedy Mollenkamp. It's going to be a jump ball called, and it's going to go to Fort Recovery. So rule that as a turnover for the Blackhawks. You'll find the Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. Here we go with the inbounds pass for Fort Recovery. Again, Valley pressing full courts. It's created some turnovers for the Lady Indians, and there's another one. Stolen away by Taylor Woodbury. Fires it up and missed it. Rebound Valley up and no good, and a foul's on Fort Recovery. 10 turnovers now for the Lady Indians. Rob Weaver here. Eric Hatterley's our studio producer, and FortRecoveryRadio.com also broadcasting the game tonight. Welcome to those of you listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Free throw is up and good by Paige Emmerich. We're at 100.9 on the FM dial tonight. This one's up, and it's good. We will mention to you that this weekend we're going to be carrying the 2 MAC state championship games in football. Versailles plays for the state title in Division 6 on Friday, and Marion Local plays for the state title in Division 7 on Saturday. Fort Recovery turned it over, but Valley missed the shot, and there's Fort Recovery with the rebound. So you can hear those games at 1440 on your AM dial or 105.3 FM on Friday and Saturday. I think they're both around 10 o'clock in the morning. I could be wrong on that exact time, but Versailles plays Friday. I know Marion Local plays Saturday, and we'll have those state championship football games for you on the radio. Again, 1440 AM, 105.3 FM. Inside it goes, and there's a travel called on Sage Luthold. 12 turnovers now on the Lady Indians. Same number of points. That's not a good statistic. Lady Indians need to cut that number down here if they want to win this game. Assiniboine Valley leads 15-12, and there's a jump ball that's created by Callie Wendell of Fort Recovery as she tied up Brenna Price, and the ball goes to Valley. They still keep the ball on the alternating possession. Inbounds pass goes on the left. And out of bounds. They say it was touched by Callie Wendell. And Valley has the basketball. In the lane. Shots fired up. Good. Nice shot by Taylor Woodbury. Well, I've watched Valley many times over the years, and this is one of the better teams they have had. And there's a travel call on Callie Wendell. Turnover number 13 on the Indians. Now they have more turnovers than points. 13 turnovers, 12 points. 17-12 now. Lady Indians trail by 5. Still certainly in the game, though. There's a steal by Sage Luthold. Turnover number 9 on Mississinewall Valley. Outside to Callie Wendell. She'll go to the right. Now hands off to Sage Luthold. They're going to call Sage for traveling. That was a little picky. Not sure she really traveled on that call, but they called it. Turnover number 14 now on the Lady Indians. Bringing it up is Taylor Woodbury, guarded by Callie Wendell at the timeline. Pass on the left, it goes down in the corner. Three-point shot, good. Three-point basket scored by Brooklyn Suberts. That gives her a total tonight of 5 points on the evening. And it's now 20-12. Valley up by 8 points. Outside Kennedy Mollenkamp over to Callie Wendell. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the right. Sage Luthold on the wing. Back out top to Kennedy. Here's Callie Wendell with it. On the left it goes to Cameron Mollenkamp. Callie Wendell back to Cameron. Left corner to Sage Luthold. Drive, stops. Feeds to Carly Wendell, who fires a 15-footer. Missed it. Rebound Callie Wendell. Back out to Carly Niekamp, and a foul is going to be called on Ingrid Ojeda. And now timeout is called by Mississinewall Valley. Blackhawks leading 20-12 over the Lady Indians here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. We'll be back.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Well, Fort Recovery led early, but Lady Blackhawks having quite a second quarter here. It was 11-11 at the end of the first quarter, and the Blackhawks have outscored Fort Recovery 9-1 here in the second quarter. And Fort Recovery has committed way, way too many turnovers. 14 turnovers so far on the night, and there's 15. Oh, they didn't call that. Got a break on that one. That was really actually over and back. Here's Carly Niekamp up and in. Carly is thankfully scoring some points tonight. She has 8 on the night. And Valley just threw it away. That's their 10th turnover on the night. 3 minutes and 8 seconds to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Lady Indians have the ball, trailing 20-14. Kennedy Mollenkamp back out to Callie Wendell. Three-point shot doesn't go. Rebound comes down to the Blackhawks, to Taylor Woodbury. Here's an outside shot, no good, off the back of the rim. Rebound, Sage Luthold. Sage gives it to Callie Wendell. She'll come down. Goes all the way to the right, lost the ball. Another turnover on Fort Recovery. Turnover number 15 on the Lady Indians. Ouch. They've got to get that situation settled down. With the basketball is Paige Emmerich from Mississinewall Valley. She'll dribble off the pick, now passes. Back out top it goes. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound Carly Niekamp. Missing that shot a moment ago was Taylor Woodbury. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp inside to Sage Luthold, and it's knocked away from Sage very nicely by Brooklyn Suberts, and Valley has the ball. So that's going to be another turnover on Fort Recovery. Shot's no good, and Fort Recovery gets the rebound. We've got a wild game going on here right now. Each team playing very, very rapid pace here. Carly Niekamp out front. She'll pass on the left to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Right side to Callie Wendell, to Cameron Mullenkamp on the right wing. Down low, back outside. Kennedy Mullenkamp will pass to Carly Niekamp. Down low, back outside to Callie Wendell. Callie fires a three, and she got it. She's a pretty good three-point shooter. She hasn't been shooting that well tonight, but she has three of them, which has kind of kept Fort Recovery in the game. It's only a three-point game now, 20-17. Valley by three. There's a shot no good. Rebound Sage Luthold. Down to a minute 19 to go in the second quarter of play here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Second home game of the year for the Lady Indians. They lost to Arcanum on Saturday night. Right side shot by Sage Luthold. No good. Rebound comes to Carly Niekamp. Here's Callie Wendell. Right side it goes to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Back outside. Callie Wendell. Carly Niekamp has it. Tries to pass off. And it's stolen by Valley. Turnover number 17. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery. It's going to be a shooting foul for the Lady Blackhawks, Brenna Price. She's got 4 points on the night. Called that foul on Callie Wendell, number two on Callie. Free throws up and no good. Coach Deitch protecting Callie. He takes her out. And Kinsey Garkey comes into the game. Again, the free throw was no good there. And this one's up and good. 21-17 the score now. Valley up by 4 points. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Down low it goes to Sage Luthold. Bucket on the right side to Kinsey Garkey. Kinsey, a member of our volleyball team this past fall. Up front to Garkey. Left side it goes to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Back to Garkey. Back to Mullenkamp on the left. Sage Luthold. Underneath to Carly Niekamp. Can't find the open shot. Back to Mullenkamp. That's Kennedy Mullenkamp. It's up and no good. Rebound back up and no good by Carly Niekamp. Rebound back up and no good by Cameron Mullenkamp, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. It's going to be called on Brenna Price. So Cameron Niekamp will go to the free throw. I'm sorry, Cameron Mullenkamp go to the free throw line with a chance to get her first points of the evening, and the first one's no good. Cameron Mullenkamp at the line. It's up and good. Got one of two. That makes the score a three-point game, 21-18. 6 seconds left to go. Three-point shot by Valley, no good. Rebound fought for out of bounds. Going to be Valley with the basketball with 0.8 seconds left on the clock. Again, Rob Weaver here. Eric Catterley's our studio producer back at the radio station. Pass comes in and stolen by Fort Recovery, but not enough time to do anything with it. And so Fort Recovery trails at the end of the second quarter, 21-18. Lady Indians had the game tied at the first quarter, 11-11. But it's now 21-18, Valley on top. Valley led by 8 points at one time, 20-12. Before Fort Recovery made a comeback here and have cut the lead to 3 points. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Again, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Don't forget, for outstanding service for all of your farm and lawn and garden equipment, see your friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We'll be back with our halftime coming up, give you all the stats right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's your land and your legacy, and there's so much riding on your crops, your soil management choices are deeply personal, too. K&L Tractor stocks a variety of Great Plains tillage solutions that put your vision to work. Whatever approach you take, vertical, conventional, or hybrid, you can trust the cutting-edge technology and consistent, field-tested performance you'll find across Great Plains' entire soil management line. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School Basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry Office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
We're back at the Portside Fieldhouse. Hi, everybody. Rob Weaver here. And it is a score of 21-18 at halftime. Valley leads by three, certainly anybody's game. This is the opening game of the year for the Blackhawks, so the Lady Indians have maybe a slight advantage as they have played two games coming into the contest tonight. Unfortunately, the Lady Indians are still 0-2 on the year as they lost to Crestview in their first game last Friday by a final score of 52-29, and then lost on Saturday after coming from behind to take the lead. They lost the lead, and Arcanum beat Fort Recovery at the end, 51-45. Here tonight in the reserve game, it was all Valley. They crushed Fort Recovery 33-14. Valley led 11-4 at the end of the first quarter. It was 18-5 at halftime, with the Lady Indians only getting 1 point in that second quarter. After three, it was Valley 28 and the Indians 12. And the final score was 33-14. For Fort Recovery, they were led by Bridget Holman with six. Cameron Mullenkamp had four. Two apiece for Sophie Guggenbiller and Bryn Willman. For the Lady Blackhawks in the reserve game, they were led by Lily Giesman with 12. And by the way, she's the granddaughter of Portland resident Randy Giesman, former mayor of Portland. And her dad is Scott Giesman, if you're wondering. McKenna Hoggett had 10 points in the game for the Valley Junior Varsity. Five for Lupe Cochet. 4 points for Cora Hoggett. And 2 points for Trinity Reichert. The Blackhawk Junior Varsity is 1-0 on the season. Fort Recovery's Junior Varsity is now 1-2. They were able to beat Arcanum last Saturday night for their only victory, a one-point win. Here in the varsity game, it's 21-18, 11-11 at the first quarter, and the Blackhawks scoring 10 points in the second quarter to 7 for Fort Recovery to take a 21-18 lead. Unfortunately, turnover is a pretty big story in the game tonight, as both teams have done very poor for recovery with 17 turnovers in the first half and Missinaba Valley with 11 turnovers in the first half. Where you'd like to be for the game as far as Valley is concerned, about 10 turnovers would be nice, but they have 11 here at the half. But Fort Recovery, 17 at the half. Lady Indians in scoring, Callie Wendell had 9 points on three threes in the first half of play. Carly Niekamp had a nice half also. She ended up with 8 points in the first half of play. Carly had two-point field goals and hit on 4 of 6 at the free throw line. These are my unofficial totals. Cameron Mullenkamp had 1 point on hitting 1 out of 2 at the line. That was the scoring for the Lady Indians. Only 3 players scoring for Fort Recovery. As far as the Blackhawks, they are led in scoring here at halftime. Looks like Brenna Price is leading the way. She has a total of 5 points, hitting on 1 field goal and was 3 out of 7 at the free throw line. So she had her free throw shooting problems. Paige Emmerich had 2 points on 2 out of 2 at the line. Brooklyn Subert had 5 points on a 3-point goal and 2 out of 2 at the line. Mackenzie Townsend had 3 points on a 2-point goal and 1 out of 1 at the free throw line. Taylor Woodbury had 2 points on a 2-point goal. And this is, I believe, 2 out of 2 at the line for Ingrid Ojeda. So those are your scoring. Those are your scores so far for each team in the first half. Again, 21-18, Lady Indians trailing here to the Lady Blackhawks. We'll be back with the start of the second half of play coming up in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers. Or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna Spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pull-type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Just about set to start the second half of play. Again, a reminder, we'll have both the boys and the girls games with Jay County on the radio this Saturday. The girls play at noon, and it will be only a three-quarter game. Jay County's short on players this year, so they're only playing at the moment, only playing 3 quarters of JV play. That'll be starting at 12 noon, and then the varsity will follow after that. And then in the evening, it'll be Fort Recovery and Jay County and boys basketball from here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. We'll have that action for you on our stations on Saturday night. That'll be a nice day of competitive action between Jay County and Fort Recovery. Jay County boys will be playing on Friday also, when the Jay County boys will take on the Woodland Warriors in a conference game on Friday night at Jay County High School. Jay County trying to bounce back after getting blasted by Richmond last Saturday. So we'll have that game for you, Jay County and Woodland, from Jay County on Friday. 6 o'clock JV time, varsity game to follow. Okay, we're underway, and Fort Recovery gets the break as they start the second half with the basketball. Callie Wendell with it. Over it goes to McKenna Hillscamp, and they say she turned it over. So, dribbling error there for McKenna. That's turnover number 18 now on Fort Recovery, which equals their number of points. Not good. Come on, gals. Let's get that, get those things stopped. Assiniboine Valley has the basketball. Townsend passing over on the right side, and they lost the ball out of bounds, but it's tipped out apparently by Sage Luthold out of the fingertips of Brooklyn Suberts. So Valley will toss it in. Comes out deep. Assiniboine Valley leading by three. Three-point shot is no good by Woodbury. She's taken quite a few shots tonight. It only has one basket to show for it. Ball's tipped out of bounds by Fort Recovery, and Valley will have it again. Tossing it in here is Brooklyn Subert. And it's stolen by the freshman Hillscamp. McKenna Hillscamp drives down, lays it in. Turnover number 12 on Valley. That is the first basket of the game on Hillscamp. 21-20 now. Lady Indians only down by one, despite the fact they have 18 turnovers in this game. There's the ball loose, and they're going to call. Fort Recovery calls timeout to save possession. So we'll be back in just a moment.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head, wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
Our third quarter play, by the way, is brought to you on the radio by Cooper Farms. Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn. Sell your corn to Cooper Farms. Call 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. Ball's almost stolen by the Blackhawks, but Fort Recovery gets it back. Inbounds pass comes to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Right side it goes, Callie Wendell. Over on the left it goes, there's McKenna Hillscamp. McKenna almost travels, but didn't get called for it. And there's a foul called on Woodbury, breaching in on Kennedy Mullenkamp. Out of bounds to the Lady Indians. Score's only a one-point game, amazingly, 21-20. I say amazingly because the Lady Indians have committed 18 turnovers so far in the game. Callie Wendell over to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Now to McKenna Hillscamp. Kennedy Mullenkamp with it to Hillscamp. Left side to Carly Wendell. Passing right side, there's Callie Wendell. Up no good. I should have said Carly Niekamp a moment ago. And the ball gets knocked out of bounds. It'll be given to the Mississippi Valley Blackhawks. Into Townsend, back outside. Three-point shots off the mark. Rebound, Callie Wendell. Missing that three for the Blackhawks was Brenna Price. Kennedy Mullenkamp, right side to Callie Wendell. Back to Kennedy Mullenkamp, stolen by the Lady Blackhawks. Up and no good. Rebound, Callie Wendell. So we didn't get hurt by that steal as the Blackhawks couldn't convert. Here's McKenna Hillscamp, and there's a foul called on the Blackhawks for reaching in on Hillscamp. Out of bounds to Fort Recovery.
Coming in for the Lady Indians, Cameron Mullenkamp.
Cameron Mullenkamp back in the game for Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will toss it in. Here's a shot up by Callie. No good from about 8 feet away. Rebound, Blackhawks. Down they come. Still leading by one, 21-20. Mississippi Valley has not given up the lead since way back to start the second quarter, actually. It was tied at 11-11 at the end of the first quarter. There's a ball out of bounds, and they're going to say it was last touched by Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery fans don't quite agree with the call. Now the officials are confirming, and they change their call. And the officials decide to give the ball to Fort Recovery. So the Fort Recovery fans prevail. Most of the Fort Recovery boys basketball team is down here supporting the girls in the student section. Always nice to see that. These two teams have a pretty good rapport with each other. Outside Kennedy Mollenkamp. Dribbling the ball. Bounce pass goes over on the right side to Callie Wendell. Back to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Now there's Callie Wendell with it. Kennedy Mollenkamp. 4:45 left in the third quarter of play. Callie Wendell on a three. Yes. That's her fourth three of the night. 12 points for Callie. And she does leave the team in scoring. Carly Niekamp is next with 8 points. Here's a shot up by Valley. It's good. Brooklyn Schubert's scoring for her seventh point of the game. And a collision and out of bounds. It's going to be Fort Recovery keeping the ball.
Checking in for Mrs. Sinawati, Ingrid O'Hara.
Inbounds pass comes from Carly Niekamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Again, our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms. Check out the many employment opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to CooperFarmsJoinOurTeam.com. That's CooperFarmsJoinOurTeam.com. Full recovery with the ball. A scoop shot up and no good, and a foul is going to be called on Valley. So the Lady Indians will have two shots here. Callie Wendell able to draw the foul on the scoop shot. She'll be at the line. She has 12 points to lead the team in scoring. This is up and good. This is her first free throw of the night. Foul a moment ago on the Blackhawks was on Taylor Woodbury, which is her second of the game. Here's one more for Callie Wendell. It is good again. Both of them are good. It's 14 points now for Callie. And the Lady Indians lead in the game, 25-23. And that's the first lead we've had since back in the first quarter. And Mississippi Valley almost threw it away, but they got it back. Here's a pass on the left, and there's a foul on Fort Recovery. It looks like reaching over the back. We call that on Kennedy Mollenkamp. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Here we go with an inbounds pass. Valley with the ball. They trail by two. Here's a three-point shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Carly Niekamp. Over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here comes Kennedy down across the timeline. Lady Indians at one time trailed 20-12. But they've come back here. Kennedy Mollenkamp. Left side it goes to Carly Niekamp. Back out to Kennedy. Callie Wendell on a three does not go. Rebound comes to Valley. Oops, a foul's called on Fort Recovery as going to the deck. Tripped up on the play accidentally there was the Blackhawks, Brenna Price. Callie Wendell picked up the foul. That's number three on Callie. That's not good. She may have to come out of the game. And Valley calls timeout. 25-23 with 2:52 to go. In the third quarter, Mississippi Valley trailing the Fort Recovery Lady Indians by 2 points. We'll be back in a moment here in the Cooper Farms third quarter.
promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're at the Fort Sight Fieldhouse tonight, our first girls game of the year for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians here on the radio. Again, Fort Recovery played two games last weekend, which we were not able to do, and they lost both of those games, losing to Crestview by a score of 52-29. And they lost to Arcanum on Saturday after leading kind of late in the game in that one, but they lost 51-45. Kennedy Mullenkamp had 18 big points in that game on Saturday. Here tonight, she has not scored a point. We need that 15, 18 points a game from Kennedy. Here's a shot from the left side. It's up and no good. Rebound comes down. Battled for and out of bounds. Nope. Valley keeps the ball, and now a foul's called on Fort Recovery's McKenna Hillskamp reaching in there. Number three on McKenna. So both Callie Wendell and McKenna Hillskamp had three personal fouls each. Kenzie Garkey will come in, and leaving the game is Callie Wendell. Blackhawks put the ball back in play. They trail 25-23. Pass on the left. Brenna Price back outside. Three-point basket's good. Sienna Purden hits a three, giving her five on the night. That makes the score 26-25. Blackhawks regain the lead by one, and there is 10 seconds called on Carly Niekamp. That was kind of a cheap call. The official who was standing right across the court called that, and the official who was standing right by the play, who should have a great advantage of that 10-second call, didn't call a thing. That's 20 turnovers now on the Lady Indians tonight. Three-point shot's no good by Valley. Rebound Kennedy Mullenkamp. Again, we're in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Kennedy almost drug her foot, but no call. Inside to Sage Leuthold. She puts it up and no good, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. So Sage will be at the free throw line. Sage bounces the ball, puts it up, and it is no good. She will have one more. She's still looking for her first point of the night tonight. Come on, let's get it right here, Sage. Tie this game up. And she does. Sage Leuthold hits one of two to make it a 26-all score. And Valley has the basketball. Bringing it up is Taylee Woodbury. Woodbury goes to the left of the key. Now passing over on the right corner. Three-point shot wide open. No good. Rebound comes down to McKenna Hillskamp. Here come the Lady Indians. Hillskamp back out to Carly Niekamp. Out to Kennedy Mullenkamp. On the left it goes to Kenzie Garkey. Carly Niekamp with it down along the lane. Back outside. Mullenkamp to McKenna Hillskamp. Puts it up no good. Rebound comes down to Kennedy Mullenkamp. She'll dribble, stops, misses it, and passing back outside to Carly Niekamp. There's McKenna Hillskamp. Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kenzie Garkey gets it on the right side. Mullenkamp will fire. It's no good off the back of the rim. Rebound Kenzie Garkey. Kinsey will pass off to Sage Leuthold. She puts it up, no good. Rebound, Carly Niekamp up and no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting.
Fouls on the Hawks, Brenda Sawyer. Her second.
At the line, Carly Niekamp for the Lady Indians. That personal foul was called on Brooklyn Subert. Free throw's good by Carly Niekamp. Gives Carly 9 points now on the night. She'll have one more. This will be for double figures, Carly. Come on, get this young lady. She puts it up, and it is good. And that gives the Lady Indians a two-point lead at 28-26. It's back and forth we go in the lead category. 30 seconds left here in the third quarter on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Here's a shot up on the right side, no good. Rebound comes down to Callie Wendell. Cooper Farms has a lot of great job opportunities. Go to their website, cooperfarms.com, and click on Join Our Team. Here's a shot by Callie Wendell, no good. Three-pointer. And there's a pass that's knocked out of bounds by Carly Niekamp. And so it will go to the Blackhawks. Well, Fort Recovery has slowed the number of turnovers here in the third quarter, thankfully. It's still 20 turnovers in the game. There was one point there in the first half, and we had more turnovers than points. Shots fired up from three-point land, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter as Fort Recovery hanging on to a two-point lead after 28-26. Fort Recovery outscoring the Blackhawks 10-5 in that third quarter of play. We'll return with quarter number four. Thanks to our friends at Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, if you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, they'd like to buy it. Give them a call at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161 to sell your corn to Cooper Farms. We'll return in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Thanks to Wayne Oil, one of our loyal sponsors of Fort Recovery Sports. Actually, about all the sponsors you are hearing tonight are loyal, longtime sponsors, with the exception of Vormore Medical, Vormore Family Dentistry Office, Dr. Kim Vormore over in Portland. She is a new play-by-play sponsor. Glad to have Dr. Kim Vormore with the broadcast tonight. There's a shot up and no good by Woodbury for Pistonaball Valley. Fort Recovery comes up with a rebound. Got loose, but Kennedy Mollenkamp picks it up. Our fourth quarter is brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated right here in Fort Recovery, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. Ball's knocked out of bounds by the Blackhawks. It'll be Fort Recovery's basketball. Sticking her mitts in there and knocking the ball away was Paige Emmerich. Tyler Deitch, the new coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians in his first year this year. Right side it goes to Sage Luthold, back outside. Callie Wendell, here's Kennedy Mollenkamp with it. Now back over to Callie, back to Kennedy. She'll pass on the left side to Kenzie Garkey. And it goes to Carly Niekamp. Oh, wonderful move. Spin move by Carly Niekamp to get the basket. And the Lady Indians now lead by 4, 30-26. I mean, it was 20-12 at one time. Valley on top by 8 points. Here's Valley with the shot by Woodbury. No good. Can't get it to go down. Rebound comes down to Mistinawall Valley. Woodbury again missed another three. Rebound comes down to Kenzie Garkey. She threw it away. And it goes out of bounds. Who's going to get it? I'm not sure who. Apparently, Fort Recovery gets the ball. Looks like. Kennedy Mollenkamp will toss it in. Callie Wendell back to Mollenkamp. She'll pass up to McKenna Hillskamp, who traveled. Turnover number 22 on us now. But the second half, much better than a disastrous first half. And Sentinel Valley with the ball. They trail by four. They're still in this game with 6:10 to go. Here's a three-point shot up and no good by Woodbury. Rebound comes to Valley. Back up and in. Scoring on the play was Paige Emmerich. Emmerich makes it 30-28. And there's traveling called on Carly Niekamp. And Carly can't believe it. And Coach Deitch wants to call timeout for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery still leads, but hanging on. 30-28, Lady Indians on top with 5:57 to go in the Hall Brothers Incorporated fourth quarter. Again, your Case IH and Kubota dealer, that's Hall Brothers. We'll be back in a moment.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs, with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu, pneumonia, shingles, COVID-19, as well as the new RSV vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash and credit cards. So to schedule your vaccine appointment, call your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
As Cinnamon Valley just turns the ball over after the timeout by Coach Deitch. They've had a much better second half as well. That's only their 13th turnover. And I say only because they have it about 10 at halftime. Here's a shot up by Callie Wendell. She gets another three. Callie with a total of 5 threes on the night and 17 points to lead Fort Recovery in scoring. Here's a drive by Woodbury. Missed the layup. Rebound comes to Sage Leuthold of Fort Recovery. 33-28 now. Fort Recovery up by 5 in this game in the fourth quarter. 5:24 to go. Callie Wendell with it. She'll feed on the right side to Carly Niekamp. Back out to Callie. Now over to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Inside to McKenna Hills Camp. Right side it goes. Shots fired up. No good by Sage Leuthold. Rebound, Kennedy Mullenkamp, and she finally gets a basket tonight, her first points of the night. Kennedy Mullenkamp hit about an 8-footer on that one right in the lane, and it's 35-28. Lady Indians lead by 7 now, and Valley just lost the ball out of bounds. So Fort Recovery with the basketball. Wheels are kind of coming off the Cinnabon Valley machine here. Not able to hit the basket and committing too many turnovers. Carly Niekamp. Up it goes to Sage Leuthold. Feeds over to Carly Niekamp. Right corner. There's Callie Wendell. Yes. She got it again. Callie Wendell hits it again. Man, when she's hot, she's hot. She has a total of 6 three-pointers on the night. Timeout Valley, they trail by 10 points, 38-28. Things looking pretty good for the Lady Indians. We'll be back in a moment.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
Lady Indians leading here 38-28 over the Valley Blackhawks as Fort Recovery trying to move their record to 1-2 on the year, picking up their first win if they can. Be the first win for Coach Tyler Deitch as the head coach of the Lady Indians. Mississauga Valley also trying to win their first game, but they hadn't played any before they came into the game tonight, so this is their first game of the year. Here's a three-point shot, no good. It was open, but didn't go. Rebound comes down to Sage Luthold as Sienna Purton missed that one. Kennedy Mollenkamp left to Callie Wendell. The red-hot Callie Wendell. She comes in, throws it up and in. When it's going well. She just kind of threw that up in the lane. A little short shot, and it went down. 40-28. Mississauga Valley with the ball, shot from the left side. There's a three-point basket by Sienna Purden. She has 8 points on the night now. 40-31 score. Lady Indians up by 9. Callie Wendell fires a 3, and they're going to say that Callie stepped out of bounds. The official said Callie stepped out of bounds before she took the shot. So it'll be Blackhawks basketball. Turnover number 24 now for the Lady Indians. Down comes Mississauga Valley, and we got a foul called on Fort Recovery. It's called on McKenna Hillskamp. In the game now for the Lady Blackhawks is Lily Giesman. Again, she is the granddaughter of Randy Giesman of Portland, and her father is Scott Giesman. Ball goes out of bounds after a shot by Valley. They will keep the ball, trailing by 9. Still time for them, but time's running out. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery, and the jump ball is going to be called. And it's going to go to Fort Recovery. Again, we'll have both Jay County games on the radio on Saturday. The girls play at noon for the JV with the varsity to follow. The boys play at night, I think at 6. We'll have the JV and the varsity at night for the boys. Here's a shot thrown up by Kennedy Mollenkamp. No good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. She will be at the line for 2 shots. 22 points for Callie Wendell tonight, including 6 threes. Free throw is good by Kennedy Mollenkamp. She will have one more. She has 6 threes, 2 out of 2 at the line, and a 2-point goal for Callie. That free throw is no good. And it's 41-31, back to a 10-point lead. Valley with the basketball. Here's Giesman over on the right side. She'll come down and tries to feed off to a teammate, and it's out of bounds.
Checking in for the Blackhawks, David Woodbury.
Giesman will go out of the contest, and Woodbury will come back in. She was just taking a breather there. The Giesman girl is only a freshman for Valley. Here's a shot up, no good. Knocked out of bounds by, they say, Fort Recovery. As missing that shot was Brooklyn Subert is the way she pronounces it. Subert. Outside to Woodbury. If she'll fire a 3, it's no good. And a rebound comes down to Mississauga Valley, and McKenna Hillskamp gets called for a foul. And I think she's just fouled out. McKenna Hillskamp fouls out with 2:39 to go in the game. She's only a freshman. She's a promising young talent for the Lady Indians, McKenna Hillskamp. Valley with the basketball, 3-point shot good. Paige Emery gets a 3 to give her 7 points on the evening. And it's now 41-34. And again, there's still time here for the Valley as they trail now only by 7. Inbounds pass comes to Callie Wendell from Carly Niekamp, and there's a reach-in foul called on Taylee Woodbury of Valley. Out of bounds to the Lady Indians. A fourth quarter brought to you again by Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. See them for a great lineup of farm toys for Christmas gift giving they have in stock there at Hall Brothers. Christmas coming right up here. You'll find a nice selection of farm toys for those who collect farm toys or for the kids. And Sage Luthold just hit a layup for Fort Recovery. That's her first two-point basket tonight. And it's now 43-34. Still 2 minutes to go in the game. Underneath, up and good. Scoring on the play was Brenna Price. She now has 7 points on the evening. And Fort Recovery with the basketball, leading only by seven. 43-36. Here's a drive to the hoop. No good. And a foul's called on Missitawall Valley. There is still time for the Blackhawks if things go right here for them. Hall Brothers Incorporated, serving our Fort Recovery community since way back in the late 1800s. Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. Free throw by Callie Wendell is no good. She'll have one more. It's up and no good again. Wow, it's unusual for her to miss two free throws. And Valley has the ball. 43-36. And now it's thrown away by Valley. Turnover number 15 for them. Fort Recovery will bring the ball up. Kennedy Mollenkamp across the timeline looking for help. Now dribbling the ball, now circling around. Over to Callie Wendell on a three-point shot. No good. Way off this time. And a foul is going to be called. Nope, no foul. Ball just went out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. So Valley has the basketball. Well, they score here. They're only down by five. So, I mean, it's not over yet. There's a minute and five to go in the game. Woodbury comes in, almost traveled. They did not call it underneath, and they threw it away. That really hurt them there. Turnover number 16, Callie Wendell came up with the ball. She didn't really steal it. That just kind of fell on her hands, but she'll take it. There's the ball tipped out of bounds by the Lady Blackhawks by Brenna Price. Fort Recovery will keep the ball. Down to 42 seconds. Left side, there's Carly Niekamp. Stops. Outside to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp dribbling the ball over to Callie Wendell. And there's a foul called on Ojeda. Ingrid Ojeda commits the foul. Pass comes in to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Across the timeline. Double team. And now it's going to be timeout for Fort Recovery. Timeout, Lady Indians. We'll be back in a moment.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the podcast, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Remember to respect the game, that's for sure. Well, the Buckeyes, they still have a small chance to get to the national playoffs, but that loss to Michigan last Saturday really, really hurt the Buckeyes' chances. But they're still in it mathematically if things go their way. So you Buckeye fans, don't give up on the Ohio State Buckeyes just quite yet. Probably not going to happen, but you never know. Both the boys and girls teams have the rest of the week off here as the Fort Recovery boys will open up their season at home on Saturday night against Jay County. And the Fort Recovery girls will play at Jay County Saturday afternoon at 12 noon. Inbounds pass, Fort Recovery with the ball. Time's running down. A steal by the Blackhawks. Up and good. That makes it 43-38. And that's going to be it. 43-38, the final score. Fort Recovery wins the game. Their first win of the year. First win for Coach Tyler Deitch. Congratulations to Coach Deitch. And congratulations to the Lady Indians. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Hull Brothers and Ford Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Ford Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Once again, Fort Recovery wins tonight by a final score of 43-38 over the Missinaba Valley Blackhawks. Congratulations to Fort Recovery. It was tied at 11-11 at the end of the first quarter. And then at halftime, Valley actually led 21-18. But the Lady Indians outscored Valley in the third quarter to take a 28-26 lead. And again, 43-38 was the final score. For the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, they were led by Callie Wendell with 22 points. 22 big points for Callie, including six threes on the night. She had a two-point goal and two out of two at the free throw line. Carly Niekamp had 12 points on the evening. She ended up with 3 two-point baskets and had a total of six free throws. Sage Luthold ended up with 3 points on a two-point basket and a one out of two at the line. Cameron Mullenkamp had one out of two at the line for 1 point. Kennedy Mullenkamp didn't score until late in the game, finally got off the zero, ended up with 3 points on a two-point goal and one out of two at the line. And McKenna Hillskamp, the freshman, scored 1 point on the night on a free throw. For the Missinaba Valley Blackhawks, they were led in scoring tonight. I believe Paige Emmerich had 9 points to lead the way. She had 2 two-point goals, a three-point goal, and two out of two at the free throw line. Sienna Purton ended up with 8 points on the evening. She had 2 threes and a two-point basket. Brenna Price had a total of 7 points on the night. She had 2 two-point goals and had 3 free throws. Taylor Woodbury shot a ton of times tonight but couldn't seem to connect. She did get 1 basket for 2 points. Ingrid Ojeda had 2 points on two out of two at the free throw line. And 7 points for Brooklyn Subert. Brooklyn had a three-point goal, a two-point goal, and two out of two at the free throw line. And Mackenzie Townsend, the center for the Lady Blackhawks, had 3 points on the night, a two-point goal, and 1 free throw. Again, the final score, 43-38. In the reserve game, Fort Recovery was crunched by Valley. Missinaba Valley 33, Fort Recovery 14. Lady Indians were led by Bridget Holman with 6. Cameron Mullenkamp had 4, 2 apiece for Sophie Guggenbiller and Bryn Willman. For Missinaba Valley, they were led by Lily Giesman with 12 points, followed by McKenna Hoggett with 10, 5 for Lupe Cochet, and 4 points for Cora Hoggett, 2 for Trinity Riker. So Fort Recovery's varsity, they're now 1-2 on the year. Fort Recovery reserve team also now 1-2 on the year. Fort Recovery, or I should say the Valley, Missinaba Valley varsity is 0-1 on the season, and the Missinaba Valley JV team is 1-0 on the year. Thanks for listening, everybody. Don't forget to tune in for the Jay County Fort Recovery games on Saturday. Girls play at noon, and the boys will play at, I think, 6 o'clock in the evening. We'll have the JV and the varsity game at night for you, and just the varsity game for the girls during the day. We're also going to be broadcasting the Versailles and Marion local state finals football games for you this weekend as well. Versailles plays on Friday. Marion local plays on Saturday. You can hear those football games only on our AM side at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. That's going to wrap it up for us from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Thanks again for listening, everybody. Until next time, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.